The image on the coin is Caesar. But the image on us is God. We were made in the image of God. So we are his image. We are more than a coin. In fact, this is not an argument of separation of church and state, taxes to Caesar, taxes to the temple, because that would be a ridiculous counterpart. The state doesn't compare to God. You know, we're not talking about two different equals. The state, the civic culture, is one umbrella, but it's under a much larger umbrella, which is the universe, which all belongs to God. And so Isaiah, in that first reading, dares to suggest to this powerful ruler that actually he has been in the hand of God even though he doesn't know God's name. That his anointing came from God, not from himself. Now that would be a huge surprise to Cyrus. The background historically is that the Babylonians conquered Israel and they deployed 90% of the population to Babylon. And they were there for about 70 years, at which time the Babylonians were defeated by the Persians, and Cyrus was the king of Persia. And so one of the first decrees he gave when he became ruler of Babylon was to release these captives and allow them to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city. And in fact, he even gave some money for the rebuilding of the temple. So he was a kind of a big hero in a strange sort of way to the Israelites. But Isaiah is suggesting that all of this was in the hand of God. No matter how powerful a ruler may be, no matter how powerful an empire, Rome, Greece, America, what? They're all just next to nothing in the infinity of God. And that's where we belong. We are children of God. And one of the great benefits, I think, of the Roman Catholic Church is that it's a global church. You know, the Church of England is the Queen is the ruler of the Church of England because church and state are all together there. So often, the political world, the civic world, and the church, they get embroiled with one another, and alliances are made that are ultimately unhealthy. But for us Catholics, and we lose sight of this sometimes too, we become so American or so Mexican or whatever it is that we lose sight of the fact that there are Catholics all over the globe. One of the great personal lessons for me was studying in Rome and realizing that the Pope has to worry about a lot of things besides the price of wheat in Kansas, you know. You know, we're so myopic here. We just think the whole world evolves around America. And in fact, the Pope has to worry about what, you know, starving people in the African nations, warring people in the Asian nations, the oppression and the injustice and all those things that are happening globally. And sometimes we Americans think, well, if the Pope just understood America better, everything would be okay. Well, this is a great lesson we always need to be hearing, to be stretched out of our myopism and drawn into the global reality of the human race. But even beyond that, into the universe, which all belongs to God. And what a speck, less than a speck, the earth is in that vast cosmos. And yet it all belongs to God. And yet at the same time, God loves me personally, passionately, individually. And so everything I am comes from God. And I'm returning to God. I'm in that great stream of life and love, of divinity that is flowing back to the source. And that is the context out of which I live. So with that as an aid, I think, we can correct something that is often a misinterpretation of human nature. And that misinterpretation goes something like this. I am a free, autonomous human being, and I have the freedom and the right to be as disgustingly rich as I choose, without paying taxes, without sharing that with anybody else, without giving justice to my workers, my laborers, to forget the just wage. I have a right to be as rich as I want to be. But in order to get along, in order that not everybody hates me and so that things can kind of function, then I parcel off a piece of me for taxes and a piece of me for this or that. But it's all kind of taking away from my autonomy. Or in, you think in terms of the church. I'm a free, autonomous human being, but I parcel out a little bit of me for tithing and a little bit of me for almsgiving so that we can all get along. But I basically, these are infringements on my human freedom and my rights. But actually the opposite is true. Paying taxes, paying obeisance to the civic society, generously giving to museums and to projects and to social agencies and all that kind of stuff, they're not taken away from me. They make me who I am, a child of God. God is the ultimately generous one, exhibited most powerfully on the cross, sending his Son to share in our very existence all the way to the death, limitlessly, infinite love poured out on me, not that I deserve it, but just because God loves me. And so for me to be a generous person, for me to be someone who is a giver more than a taker, who sees myself as part of the whole, and that's my identity as part of the whole, that's to be Christ-like. That's to be a child of God. And so tithing, almsgiving, taxes, you name it, it all makes me who I am. We need to turn that attitude around, because what the world is constantly telling us is you have a right to be rich, you have a right to be autonomous. But baptism tells us the opposite story. The gospel tells us the opposite story. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. You never did belong to yourself, and you never will belong to yourself. That's not what humans are. That's not your identity. Your identity is to be part of the whole, to be one member of the enormous body of Christ. An important member nonetheless, but just a member. And so the practice of laying down our lives here at the Eucharist, the practice of self-offering, the practice of recognizing over and over again that God has died for me, given God's entire self for me, the response to that is faith. And faith is not intellectual assent to truths about God. Faith is the giving back of my whole self to God. Not just something out of my pocket, but me. So go back to that original idea. The image on the coin is Caesar, so give him the coin. The image on you is God, so give yourself back to God.